Good afternoon, y'all. This is David Alexander Jenkins, the Honorable David Alexander Jenkins, here with friends. We the queen. Is that how you say it?
Yes, that's how you say it.
She, her, we, the queen. And she, motivationally, is one of the most magnificent people I have ever known, a good friend of mine. And as you know, I sort of go about the city of Philadelphia, New York, and London, and Praha, and Paris, and talk to my friends around the world about how they envision life, what they see. And she, her, we, the queen, would like to spit a few words to you. What is it that you do, she?
So I do motivational speaking.
Well, before we get into any of that, tell me, how did you get to she, her, we, the queen?
Well, being who I am as a female and definitely going through the things that I had to go through growing up, not really knowing who I was. Uh-huh. And she, her, I'm like, she know she, you know her. But as a whole, we are the queens, but didn't know that I was the queen that I was created to be. And so as things began to develop in my life, I understood who I am. I am that queen. And every woman, I'm the queen.
You're the queen.
I'm the queen. I am her. You know, I'm reign. I am royalty. I was born into it.
Yes.
And what women need to do is just tap into who they are. And different things that I went through. I went through breakups. I've survived cancer. 1 year free. And you know how they put a stigma in the world, in the women, to say that only having children makes you a woman. No, that's not it. And so what I do is push that into letting women know, even if you cannot have children, you are still a woman. You are still a queen. You are still she, her, we, the queen, regardless, because that's who you were born to be, now, whether you have kids or not. You're still
you
the queen.
I need to be a heavily biblical woman, too.
Yes, I am.
Could you some spitting scripture, girl?
I love the Lord. Scripture,
girl. What's up? What came to you this morning?
Oh, so as I was walking, I could hear in my spirit, the Lord brought to me 2 Chronicles 7:14, which talked about if my people who are called by my name
will just humble
themselves and pray,
yes,
and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal the land. But I went deeper into it, and when I read...
Yo, I want you to know she don't have no books sitting in front of her.
I read Leviticus 26:14, which talked about the disobedience, and if we continue to be disobedient, God is going to turn over a wrath that we couldn't even imagine. And each time we don't turn to him, he's going to bring more and more turmoil, more and more... more just craziness, and it was just crazy. I've never even read that, and to read Leviticus 26:14. Then I went to Deuteronomy, 28:37, and I went into that, and Leviticus and Deuteronomy spoke the same thing. So I know in the air, I felt a funniness in the air, and I know that God is soon to come. Like, I know we've heard it before. Oh, you know, he's soon to come, but no. It's serious this time, and I felt that heavy, and I still feel heavy in my spirit. And if people don't get it right and stop worshiping these gods of money and food and your job and your children and your husband and your boo or whatever the case may be, you're going to be damned. And that's it. And I just believe that God is saying,
come to me. Because we used to do some work with the Attic Youth Center. We used to be all over singing, doing our thing.
Absolutely.
You know, two people of same gender loving backgrounds who understand and know God in a way that many people say, how do you reconcile that? Yeah. How do you respond to that question?
Well, I say, you know, since I've come out to myself and really accepted who I was.
Wait a minute, say that again. What?
Since I've came out to myself.
To yourself.
We're trying to find our room.
This room. Okay, so you came, sorry, we had a little interruption, but since you came out to yourself.
I've grown to more. You know, I've grown to be better than who I am.
Yes.
And,
Did you get nothing?
Yeah. Yeah,
and I've grown,
yes,
and just being who I am, I feel like God has taken me higher in this walk because I am aware of who I am and I accept her, and I'm a woman, she, her, we, the queen. That's who I'm attracted to, but God has purposed me to women. To speaking to them, same gender loving women, whatever woman, however you, if that's what you call yourself, I'm here for you.
She, her, we, the queen. You know, this is 10 with 10. Me and my friends, as we go around Philadelphia, New York, London, Praha, Paris and the Netherlands. Sometimes we're in Sweden and Stockholm. We've just been over down there in the Miami areas. But it's good to speak with you, my sister. It's good to share a little love, to see you doing your thing. We're always live. We're always here. We're always with you.
You know, y'all can reach me at She Her We The Queen Project at Instagram. That's my Instagram.
She Her We The Queen Project at Instagram. Mm-hmm. And how else?
And then Facebook is Monique Lewis.
Monique Lewis, y'all. She Her We The Queen, Monique Lewis on Facebook.com.
Right. And then the church I fellowship with is Next Level Revival Church.
Next Level Revival.
Located at 5624 North Broad Street.
Y'all heard that? What time do you worship?
12 p.m.
12 p.m. on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. All right. Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon. Yeah. All right. It's so good to see you, mm-hmm. my sister.
Good to see you,
I
too.
I love you more.
Love you.